The League of Conservation Voters graded lawmakers based on how they voted on 21 bills this past session. These included issues the League supports, like the Great Lakes Water Compact and a plan to let the Department of Natural Resources Board appoint its secretary. They also include bills the League opposed, like one that would have lifted Wisconsin's decades-old moratorium on the construction of new nuclear power plants. The average score in the state Senate was 88%, due in large part to the fact that all 18 majority Democrats scored a perfect 100, meaning they agreed with the League on every one of its issues. Jennifer Giedrich is the group's lobbyist.
I think the reality is in the state Senate this time, where we had Senate Democrats all getting 100%, they were in leadership and they could control what votes went up. But again, Senate Republicans across the board did pretty well, many of them getting in the high 80s and the 70s, and that, if we had all legislators voting that way, we'd be doing very well.
Fewer lawmakers scored perfect 100s in the state assembly, although those who did were also Democrats. The average score in that chamber was 68. Other votes scored by the League include the entire state budget. Lawmakers were given a plus if they voted for its passage because the budget reauthorized Wisconsin's stewardship program and raised a fee for waste haulers. The scorecard also veered outside of conservation issues on at least one bill, giving lawmakers positive scores if they voted in favor of a major ethics overhaul. All of the votes scored by the League were weighed equally. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.